My impression. I've only owned like one pair of Jordan, like, and they weren't even real. Like, they weren't from like Foot Locker. Oh. From some like Chinese website when I was in like high school.
Oh, okay.
It's from?
It's technically real, but like, you already know, niggas always gonna be like, yo, that's not real. It's like, yo, Michael Jordan's not in the sweatshop making it himself.
Trust me, it's not and from his like, right, so
you got it from the source, that's all.
It's not his hand.
Just, I just skipped the middle,
man. That's all it is, man. Straight from the source, straight from Hong Kong.
Yeah, but compared to everyone else, it's fake. But to me, yeah, you know, those J's, I was rocking those. People were like, yo, those are nice. Yo, done, no.
All it is it didn't get that, you know, that American seal come back.
Yeah,
America first, and then get that seal.
I only had one person that tried to like that tried to check me on it, where he's like, "Yo, let me see the shoe." Like, want me to take it off? I was in high school.
That's,
I was like,
funny,
nah.
Yo.
So
that's,
I was like,
funny.
Yo, check to see this and that.
I know your heart dropped a little bit. It's like, yo, nah, bro, back up, dog.
I just felt the nicest, though. I just felt the nicest because I was like, yo, I'm not hearing that. What do you mean?
It's like, yo, nobody asked me this yet. What the fuck?
Because yeah, that's what he wants to check, the barcode. And I'm like,
barcode?
Barcode.
I'm like, fine. You don't know this off the top of your head.
The fuck? You got an infrared laser in your eyes, bro? You don't come off me, bro.
I just put too much weight to their, what's it called? To the authenticity? Nah, they put too much into the actual brand itself, like
realness
Jordan,
of the brand,
Nike and everything.
Yeah,
unless it's someone that you know, or like not even someone you know, unless you know it's like, I feel like it's a clothing brand, then
shit don't
like,
matter, man.
Matters because like they actually care about like the materials they use and the stitching
and
the quality and that.
The shit don't matter, man. It's all. It's just clothes, man. Brand is brand. You know what I mean? I just buy this shit. I bought this shit because it's fucking cheap. I got from all this. I got from Costco. It's cheap. That's why I bought it. Yeah.
That looks comfy still.
Yeah, man. That's what I go with, bro.
I'm selling the champions for like, what, $20?
Yeah, it's mad cheap, bro.
It's a good cop.
Yeah, so, you know, I fostered it.
I got three champion, the hoodie ones, the light ones.
Mm-hmm.
That was ex Mama Dukes for the cards.
It's a good buy, bro. Trust me. Even get shoes over there for like, what, $30, $40?
Yeah, you can get some Skechers. Mm-hmm. And Skechers are cozy, man.
Yeah.
It's just because, you know, it's Skechers. Everyone doesn't want to rock that brand.
I fucks with Skechers.
There's nothing wrong with Skechers.
Skechers is my favorite brand right now. They have the best soles. The insoles, they got the best insoles, dog. Bro, it's like walking on clouds, B.
When you first buy it, it's actually walking on clouds.
Bruh.
Yeah, I was
it's crazy.
I actually seen this post where niggas are talking shit about Skechers. Like, if that Skechers.
They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they did. Youths. They're youths, B. They're youths. They need to grow up, dog. They need to grow up.
They were youths. That's context.
We got new context.
That shit was funny.
The reason why Mazur were roasting was because Daniel wore to... Wore to a wedding.
What's the problem?
That was the reason why he got roasted.
What's the problem?
Nah. At a wedding, bro.
I mean, it's not like Skechers. Was it runners or was it like the because Skechers got like business attire wear.
Nah, it wasn't one of those. It was like the
it was
one
like
that,
a casual thing.
It's like
casual
one,
wear.
Like, it looked like Vans.
It's like the one you get from Costco.
Nah, because the one you get from Costco is like the runners.
Yeah.
If it was those ones, at the wedding, it's his sister, he could do it still. He's allowed. It's his sister. So he's allowed. He can get some pass. He can't really bring talks to him. He's like, yo, it's my sister. Are you dumb? What are you talking about? It's my family. If you're going to, like, somebody, you know, your friend or something, like, you're wilding out.
You gotta come fresh.
Yeah, you gotta come as fresh as possible.
Come fresh for
family. You get a pass.
I guess because you're already wearing the suit.
Yeah, you in the suit. He in the full suit. You get a pass on comfortability. You know what I mean? Shoot, because you gotta walk. He probably had to be like a first man or something. Like you got to walk everywhere. You gotta be standing up. I don't know what you do. Like a ring bearer. I don't know.
That's what he did say.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of standing, a lot of walking.
Yeah,
you gotta go for comfort in that.
He's not trying to front.
Yeah, man, you gotta go for comfort. You know what I mean?
He's not trying to front. All right. That's different perspective.
Yeah, man, come on now.
I was like, I'm not dissing Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
I rock the Skechers. They're mad cozy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not wearing Yeezys, I'm wearing my Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
I would at least come with the suit fit. At least with the shoes,
mm-hmm.
And then if you know my feet hurt, then I'll switch.
Nah, bro, it's no point even doing. That's too much. That's too much. That's too much. It's too much.
Why is it
just stay in the Skechers?
I'd probably do what Marcus said. I'll rock the Skechers at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. No,
then as the ceremony happens, I'll just change back to my dress shoes.
No, like for certain pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pictures and shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll definitely, I can't be with the pics.
That's fair.
I have to be in the full suit.
That's fair. Tired, you keep them at your designated seat or whatever. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
When the partying go back,
when
into
the party
sketches,
comes, yeah. Then
ain't nobody gonna see. Look at your shoes in the pictures, though. Ain't nobody gonna be like, "Yo, look at you. You got sketches on. Look at you."
I analyze photos. Still.
I see.
You like what's going on here? What you got going on?
I look at people's like what they're rocking. And
look at their faces.
Weddings, you look at their shoes, bro. Especially like if they're not fucking.
If you trust they're matching, like if you're all wearing Jordans or they're wearing Clarks or something like that. Duckers.
It's been a long time since I've been to a wedding.
How long has it been?
Shit, 2008.
2000 what?
2008.
God damn, what the fuck?
You don't know no one getting married? No family, no friends, or you just decided not to go?
My last person that I really knew was my aunt. Other than that,
damn, it's a long time.
My last wedding was, I want to say like 2014.
Yeah. It's not too far from me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mine was like last year.
What was the last time before that time?
No, this year.
What was the last time before that time?
Before that time was last year.
Oh, sure. You be going to weddings, huh? It's crazy.
Just like family, friends. Yeah. Like everyone's just getting married, man.
When did my sister get married?
And I have like pending other weddings that are coming up too.
Oh, shit. It could have been my sister, actually.
How you forget your sister?
Huh?
How you forget your sister?
I don't remember the date.
You rock Skechers that day?
No. Of course I didn't watch Skechers that day. Are you dumb?
I might have to pull that out one day.
Ever.
I gotta wait till another family wedding. I'll bust out the Skechers.
Bust out the Skechers, bro.
The gestures,
I'm gonna buy new Skechers. Make sure I buy a fresh pair.
Buy a fresh pair, bro. Yeah, they got like the ones that come in like the, you know, that brown, like that. I don't know, like a tan brown. You know that like brown dress shoes? I don't know what color it is. It's like a mahogany. It's like a wood grain kind of color. It's like, fuck, it's not that. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, you lost me. First you said brown, and I was like, oh, okay, they're like not brown. And I was like, oh.
It's like brown, but like not a brown. It's like wood grain.
Like the khaki?
Nah, like the khaki, not
is
the khaki.
Is that my pants?
Yeah, like
darker than that.
Darker than this?
Yeah. It's like this.
So this is brown.
It's brown, bro. What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Like a mahogany-ish brown.
What?
Mahogany, you know? It's like brown, but it's like it's deeper, brown, you know? Bro. It's more real. It's like a wood grain brown.
Like an oaky.
Yeah, they got a Skechers that's like that.
Still brown. Bro.
I might have to cop one of these colors still.
Yeah.
Shout out to Costco for the Lolo.
Yeah, man. That's what I do it for, man. That's what I go for my clothes. That and like Old Navy.
I found a new website. I'm not gonna put it out on the
podcast. Put it out.
I'll let you guys know after I buy clothes from there.
Wait,
so
what?
I haven't bought clothes from there yet, but like I was like looking on the site and I was like, yo, some real cozy fits that I'm gonna be rocking this winter.
Okay, all right.
So
let me see that.
I'm gonna try to cop some hoodies.
Just enter it into the phone. So
just enter into the phone. We are doing this Imagine Monster podcast coming to you live right there. It's boy Jay Spass coming to you, controlling my own waves. Got your boy J-Tronics, Pevilubonics, shifting the tectonics.
Ever.
And you got your boy Tech, beep, handling beep, the ones too.
Beep, boop, boop.
You know, it's episode 86 of the Meds and Moss podcast. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, share, and all that good stuff. Recording this on, what's today's date? October 22nd. Yeah, I feel like we should start putting some timestamps on it when we record, just in case when people come across and they'll be like, y'all just bums. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like, we talked about this on the 22nd of this year.
Of 2022. That's actually a good point. That's a good thing. Because, niggas will fucking get to a certain point.
Yeah.
They're going to like, cut some shit up. Be like, look what they said. Huh? Look what they said. They go so far back, we can't find it. We like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? What the hell do we call these niggas to whatever? I'm not even gonna give them ammo right now, you know?
We call these people this and that. It's like,
you know what I mean?
What'd I say that?
Yeah, that's a good.
22. God damn, 22.
That's a good thing that you do right there. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, yo, you should probably put some stamps on this because, like, I'm reposting some of the old clips on TikTok. Mm. And then, like, on TikTok, I just been putting, like, hashtag repost. And I'm like, maybe I should start... Just start timestamping these podcast episodes. Even though I do post to say, hey, this is when it drops, but then that's the drop date, but that's not the recorded date and all that.
Yeah, man. We're in October 22nd.
We're not trying to get Kanye'd out here.
Kanye'd.
You watch this Drink Champs episode?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't.
Oh yeah, they took it down.
I couldn't. That wasn't even the reason. I just can't watch that guy no more, man. You can't watch somebody that like you like his. I like his music too much, and then to hear him talk like that, it's just like I can't, bro. It's beyond me, bro.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? So I don't need to hear anything you're saying. I don't really need to hear it, honestly. He ain't saying nothing like changing.
I like to hear
like life changing.
He's saying like, this is the thing when Kanye talks. You gotta. It's almost like when, like, in school when you got to do those research papers and they're like, yo, only take the key points of what's important of that and then he put it into your report.
What was important? What did you take out?
Well, it's like his typical thing where he was saying, like, with black people, like, owning shit, you know?
That's
like,
stupid, though, because he's an owner.
What, black people owning stuff?
Yeah, not. Like, he said something, I think I heard, like, bits and pieces.
Because I watched up until 2 hours and, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, he said something about
took it down.
How black people don't own shit.
He said that they should own more of their shit. And he's like the examples he was using was like the Asian community, how they own stuff and they keep it within their people. And like Jewish people, they own their shit and then they keep it within their people. And then it's just like black people need to do more of that so that we have more ownership of what we, of like shit that we create.
I'm not sure if it's like that we don't own a lot. I think we do own, I think like this, black people own a lot of things. It's just that it doesn't get the same respect that other people get.
Validity.
But the thing is now is that if we have all these ownership, why are black people always going to like the white men for like when they want to do shit?
In what respect? Like in terms of like loans or something like that?
Loans, music,
that's just how
sports.
It is.
All that shit.
It's systemic, fam.
That's what he's trying to say is that like we need more of like, yo, black people need to own like that kind of shit.
So
and there should be more black people in certain rooms.
I don't like Kanye saying that though, because like Kanye is in a place where he could say, yo, if you need to come to somebody, come to me.
Yeah.
He can say that shit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
He's
that's
not
why,
doing that
that's
though.
That's why you gotta pick and choose certain things that he's saying. Because he said that before he was always saying that he's the leader, but now he's like he's a leader.
That's why Jason doesn't want to listen to because he doesn't want to decipher all this
he's
shit.
He's not trying to decipher. I hear that. Yeah. But I still usually want to hear what Kanye's got to say because I'm like, he has influence on a lot of people.
Yo, on a real, I actually kind of like when Kanye does this shit. As much as people hate it, I really fuck with it. Because at the end of the day, it gets people talking about the uncomfortable shit, you know? Especially because I literally watched Andrew Schultz talk about it, like talk about how he's talking about the Jewish stuff. And they literally were talking with a Jew and he was selling his side from it on how that, you know, that will look on the Jewish perspective and shit. It's like, and you know, he came with the fact saying that it's not even that much Jewish people that own shit, but you know, that's like in the high.
It's just they're the most number. Powerful.
Yeah, it's just, have the most.
The most influence on the world.
They were the LGBT community before the LGBT community. If you say something crazy, you getting canceled out here.
Yeah, you're getting fucked.
And it's still happening.
Yeah, you still get canceled.
You know what I mean? Because Kanye had been bashing his own people. He ain't get no bans.
They were saying, the one thing that like I didn't agree with what they were saying was they were saying he's being very anti-Semitic. But like he wasn't.
He been anti-nigga for like 2 years now.
No, but they're saying he was like anti-Semitic to Jewish people.
Because of the White Lives Matter shit?
Nah, since when he said slavery was a choice. What are you talking about? The fuck? They didn't ban him off that.
I got into it.
That's true. That's funny. They actually didn't ban him off that. That's a pretty wild, statement.
Like, what are you talking about?
I understand where he's coming from with that, where he was saying that it was a choice. No, but listen. But the thing is that like, the thing is about it was that
what choice, bro? Just, it's life or death.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, this guy's
like technically, it's a choice.
It's technically, it's a choice.
Technically,
but it's just like, yeah. That's like, the main thing. That's the whole main thing about it.
Yeah, when you have a gun pointed to your head, yeah,
you don't get to choose. You don't get to choose your choices.
Yeah,
you just got.
That's the thing.
There's only
it's a choice and a choice.
Yeah,
it's a donut hole, and inside that donut hole is a smaller donut hole.
But like realistically, I was more around telling people like, yo, it's a choice. Was just more of like realistically, if you're looking at it like that, it's like, yeah, there is a choice, but it's either you live or you die. Mostly we're gonna choose to live, especially if you got family. You're not gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna be ignorant and die.
This is where I tune in with my nigga Killmonger. When you're at the end of the movie, he was about to get pushed out. Well, when the Black Panther was like, yo, you can live with us. He's like, nah, I'm gonna die with my people in the ocean. Yeah. He jumped off the boat. Come on, man.
That's how you would have done it?
That's how I would have done it,
that's
man.
Choice.
That or, that's or slavery.
You took the choice.
Yeah, fuck
but the thing is, bro. Too, a lot of those people didn't know what would happen when they became a slave.
When they got over there.
They were probably told that was going to be lavish and shit. And
nah, I don't know about that. Bro. I think
you
just told
me. You just see the conditions when you on the boat?
No, but yeah, bro, but come on. These are finessers. That's what they've been doing.
To the natives,
they've been.
They already brought you to their land, so like there's no point of finessing at that point.
No, like I'm talking about when
like got, to,
when
to get them onto
get
the
them
boat?
Onto the boat, yeah. I'm not talking about.
Nah, I think they. Nah,
what are you talking about?
Some of them got finessed. Some of them got captured. And I think it depended on the person who was doing it.
Depending on the place too. I'm telling you, there's a couple of mats that got finessed into doing it.
Yeah,
for sure. A man said, "Yo, trust me, it's gonna be blessed on
this
side.
New land,
you should
have all this new stuff.
You should us." And one thing that I know I've been seeing a lot is that they've been talking about how a lot of Africans have been already doing a lot of the voyage.
Slave trade?
No, the voyage. Well, and the slave trade too, but like the voyage, we've already been exploring.
Yeah.
And we've already been to the North Americas before.
I was also going to say some of those countries too also sold off their people too.
Yeah.
Like some of the African countries, they'll be, they sold it off to them. It's like, okay, yeah, you guys can have our people.
Yeah, hug that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, as I said, for...
It's a touchy subject, man.
The stuff that Kanye was saying is just like, as Marcus said, just got people talking and it got like people riled up. I personally feel like Nori should have left the episode up.
Yeah, Nori's
me
a bitch
personally,
for that.
I would have left it up.
Nori's a bitch.
Nah, you don't do that because I seen how the George Floyd family was starting to was prepping up to sue Kanye.
That's the only thing that I didn't agree with what he was saying. Like that was a major thing I wasn't agreeing with Kanye.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, when he said he was injected with fentanyl, I was like, yo, I'm like, what? Remember, I saw the video.
Yeah,
I'm like,
the man literally had his throat crushed, bro.
Yeah, well, not even his throat. This guy had the knees. What killed the guy?
Yeah, I think it was who? What's the Candace Owens? He's been hanging around with Candace Owens a little bit too much. Yeah, and she was talking to him in his ear, and he's like, shit.
Oh, she's the one that did the documentary about the.
So I heard.
Thing, right? Yeah.
So I heard.
I remember.
So.
Yeah. When you talked about that, I was like, what? But then Nori did check him on that and say, yo, like fam, like that wasn't a thing. Like he wasn't injected with no fentanyl. We all saw it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you just think about it. if you use your head, man. If somebody is putting their whole weight on the back of your neck right there, bro, you're gonna get choked out.
Yeah.
It's like, let's try. Let's do it right now. You know what I mean?
Let me put my knee in your back.
Yeah, like, let's see how long you last.
You get up.
You know what I mean? Let's put the 9 minutes and however seconds. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And see how long you last, man. So
that's actually crazy. 9 minutes is.
Yeah, man.
9 minutes of not being able to breathe properly.
And this guy is, he's trying to keep you down, right? So it's his whole weight the whole time. He's not easing up. So, yeah, he bugging.
He was bugging with that one. 100% he was bugging with that one.
But one thing I don't like is people talking about how he should be on his meds and shit.
He should be.
Kanye's on his meds, you're not getting music and clothing, bro.
No, he shouldn't.
He should be,
bro.
If he's actually bipolar or schizophrenic or whatever it is, he should be, man. That shit helps, man. So. Shit helps calm you down.
Doesn't help.
Have you had to experience it?
It doesn't help, bro.
I think it does,
especially
man.
Especially with Kanye. It doesn't help. You saw what it did to him, fam.
I think it's a creative.
What did it do to him?
It made him silent. No expression, no music. Music was.
What music did he drop that was like under the influence?
Did he drop Ye when he was on his meds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ye wasn't bad.
He was mid.
It was all right.
Oh, okay. For Kanye's level,
was Ye the one where it had
even the production on it was all right.
The production
it was the gospel album.
The gospel album was pretty good.
Sunday Service,
but he wasn't really on that.
Oh, Jesus is King. Jesus King was pretty good.
I gotta look at
Jesus King was pretty good.
Gospel albums were good.
All I know is whatever.
The only album I didn't like was Ye. That was the only one I wasn't a fan of.
Ye had a track. Yeah, I think it was Ghost. Yeah. I think it was Ghost Town.
Wyoming, right?
With the yeah. I'm pretty sure that was why. Yeah.
Ghost Town. I fucks with Ghost Town.
Nah, I didn't like the album. So
Ghost Town, I fucks with. Violent Crimes, I fucked with. All Mine, I fucked with. A lot, like that's like half the album right there. Cause it's only like 7 songs. How many songs on here? 3.
Even the track
7 songs.
That's Ghost Town with Party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song's all right.
I like that song.
Like, the thing is that when you compare it to, like, because you're not comparing it to other people, you're comparing it to his other body.
His own self. I mean,
he's a legend. Bro.
And that's definitely one of his worst. That's definitely, it might be his worst album.
Off the Meds, Life of Pablo. Come on.
But that's what got him into a manic.
Life of Pablo was goaded.
Life of Pablo was good.
Yo, honestly,
Donda was good.
Donda was good.
The production on it was crazy.
First Donda was crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't really listen. I didn't listen to the second one because I didn't get the.
I forgot that it was the second Donda.
Yeah, but
I don't know, man.
I mean, yo, honestly, but he wasn't really saying anything. Was he really rapping like that on Life of Pablo? Crazy.
He wasn't like rapping anything crazy, but like the production was crazy.
Sure, but like at what point are we like, yo, you need to get better? You might not put out the music, you might not do this and that, but like you're going crazy and like you look like you're breaking down. At what point are we gonna be like, yo, maybe you should, you know, ease back,
maybe
do something good for your own health.
Maybe getting help is the right way, but I don't think necessarily meds.
I think he's
just meds is a good way to help, man.
Meds can still lead you down the wrong path, bro.
Yo, for sure. But technology is so good these days, man.
No, but those kind of like when those people take meds, it's always trial and error. Like it doesn't matter like right now with technology, because like. With those kind of meds, it's like all about like the chemical imbalance in your body, and like
that. I don't know, man. I'm a proponent for it, man, because I know somebody close in my life who has, you know, seizures, and
that's different.
It's not, because it's all mental, bro. It's something that's in your head that's affecting.
Seizures is different. Bro. That's different.
Yeah, wow.
That's completely different than
seizures are out of your control, and they could just
seizures are actually out of your control.
Because I know someone that has seizures as well.
Uh-huh.
And like for him, like he has no idea what
triggers. Bro, but if you, it's in your control though. Because like if you don't take your meds, then you're more likely for it to happen. But if you do take them.
What I'm trying to say is that like, it's not like you could be like, oh guys, I'm getting a seizure. And then it just starts happening. It's like,
it happens.
I'm just sitting here and then we'll be talking and then you just be blanked out. And I'm like, yeah, bro, you're good. And then you won't say nothing and you just start having a seizure.
I think the bipolar or schizophrenic thing is it's kind of out of your control as well, though, because how do we know and how does he know when he's having that mental breakdown? I don't think he knows.
He knows after.
After. Just like if you have a seizure, you know after.
Yeah. But the only thing is that Kanye knows that he's not balanced, but that chemical imbalance helps him be creative.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point are we going to be like, yo, fuck the creativity, fuck putting out good albums anymore, get well.
Well, even like the fashion stuff he's doing, that's also helping with like him create that kind of stuff.
Fuck it, bro. If it's at the cost of your health, fuck it.
It's one thing for us to say it, but for him, he's reached a certain point where he's going to be like,
well, oh, shit, if you want to die for it, if you want to die for it, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
I don't think it's worth it.
He said to himself, what genius isn't crazy?
If you want to die for it, go ahead. I don't think it's worth it, man. I don't.
All the geniuses in the world are crazy, man.
Einstein.
What about Elon?
Elon's crazy.
I don't think Elon's crazy.
Bro,
Elon's still young. How's he crazy?
How's Elon? Like, he's in his 40s?
I think late 30s.
I don't know.
Late 30s?
Yeah.
He's still young.
That's an easy Google.
Yeah, Elon's still young. Yeah. Give him until, like, the next, like, 20 years. We'll see. You're going to be looking at this guy like, yo, this guy's crazy. That's why I'm like, you got to give it time.
How old is Elon?
And same
Elon's 51.
Elon's 51?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so like give him another 20 years.
When he's 70 and he's going to have dementia? Like, yeah. I can see him being a little crazy.
His shit's not coming out right now. He's crazy.
How?
Other people's weird.
He's crazy.
How's he weird? How's he crazy?
He's definitely crazy because of the shit he's trying to do, fam.
What do you
mean? It's not easy.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You have to be.
You have to be some sort of crazy to think of this shit. It's not like you might.
No.
Fam,
to do like electric cars and shit, people been wanting to do that for years.
It's not people wanting to. First of all, it's cap.
People have been wanting to do that for years.
No, bro.
Electric cars?
Electric cars have been a thing. They stopped the
project. Yeah, but they've wanted to do it.
It's not a want. No, it's not a want. They've literally had, bro, there's literally a documentary saying that they had all this shit way back in the day, but they said no because we're making too much money off gas.
Yeah, off of oil,
Nikola Tesla.
No, it's not. Yeah.
That's why.
Come on, bro.
Musk calls it Tesla.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the cars. I'm talking about more on the aspect of going to space and shit and being able to have rockets that can go back and forth. And, you know, like it's a fucking, like it's a plane. That's crazy shit. Niggas not thinking about that. Come on, fam.
I think people have been thinking about that for years as well. That's not a new concept. Like, no, people want to do that.
Yeah, it might not be a new concept, but the fact that he's able to do
actually do it?
He has to be some sort of crazy to do it. Because you're not, if it was that easy, you would be doing it.
I'm not saying it's easy. It's not about easy. We're talking about crazy level, like Kanye.
Crazy.
We're not talking like crazy, good, smart, whatever. Yeah. We're talking crazy. Yeah,
that's a crazy
thing. Like, he's not crazy.
That's a crazy thing.
He's not a crazy person. Like, he's not manic. He's not
crazy. Albert Einstein type of thing.
He's not like, you know, he's not talking to himself like, huh? Did you say something?
Well, you don't know that.
He's not talking.
You don't know that. You don't know how he is at home.
I don't. I don't, but I haven't seen him do it in an interview.
He might not pull that card. He might be really good in an interview. Yo, he might be like a Mark Wahlberg. You know how everyone thinks that nigga's a robot?
I haven't. Who?
Mark Wahlberg?
Or no. Yeah, the fucking Facebook man.
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, whatever his name. Think he's a robot?
A lot of niggas think he's a robot, bro.
I've seen that stuff.
You see those?
Yeah, because like he doesn't have like certain probably emotions just for certain things. Yeah. People are like, yo, like
probably just portrays.
Nah, he just had social anxiety, man. Like, he probably just had social anxiety. Like he's not
social skills.
No social skills. Like social skills.
And that dude, he's a crazy nigga.
I mean, but no, that's not crazy.
He's not crazy.
That's not the same level as Kanye.
There's levels.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
To me, bro.
Are you in a loony bin or do you just get angry sometimes? Like, you know what I mean?
Did you get picked up by someone or?
You know what I mean? Like putting that straitjacket?
Or can you walk in yourself?
Could you just walk it off? You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely levels to it. It's like, come on, bro. You can't put everybody in a blanket statement. That's what white people do to black people.
Facts.
Nigga is a nigga, right?
Black is black.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
Niggas are like,
nah, man. I think in order to be, especially like in those statuses, bro, you have to be some sort of crazy, man.
You definitely got to be different. You got to be creative. You got to be outside the box. You got to be unique. But you don't have to be crazy. You don't have to, like, you know.
No, I think I agree with Marcus to an extent with that, where it's like you got to be like to create what Kanye's created, it's gonna have some kind of effect.
I'm sure mentally,
because like the stuff he's created, you gotta remember he also changed hip hop sound heavy.
Yeah,
like a huge shift.
Yeah,
and influenced so many different people, and even look at like what he's done for like fashion and like footwear and stuff like that, where it's like everyone's like, yo, it's mad expensive, but the comfortability is just like, yo, this is crazy.
I mean, I don't know, man.
I think you gotta give it time. I think we just gotta wait it out. I just don't think Nori should have apologized. Like,
he had to.
I hear why he had to apologize, but I just said, don't know. Maybe maybe I'm just too keeping it real.
Nah, he had to. He had to.
Goes wrong.
He had to, and he had to pull it because you didn't. You don't want to be a proponent of that type of rhetoric. Like, you don't want to put it into the world too long to where enough people pick it up, because you know niggas on the internet are dumb. And they'll believe shit what people say, and they're like, they'll be influenced by it. So some people, some hicks will be like, you know what? Goddamn right, I do think he got injected with some fentanyl. You know what I mean? So it's like, my bad, I didn't mean to do that when you're drinking water. But yeah, man. So like, you wanna just stomp that, nip that in the bud real quick. And just apologize for that. Just so you know, the facts say the facts.
He's doing more to save his ass, which I do understand. But
as I said, maybe I'm just keeping it too real.
The man said it.
I don't think it's to save his own ass, man.
I'm keeping it.
I think he actually generally cares.
He doesn't believe in that.
What?
Like, nor he doesn't believe what, because as man said, man's checked.
No, but him. once you have a platform, bro, and once you have a certain influence, you got to be careful what you say, bro.
But he didn't say it, though.
I know he didn't, but it's his platform, though. It's his platform,
but he can't control what another person says.
It's almost like when he can't control what they say, but he can control the distribution of it.
Yeah.
So you stop the distribution.
It's almost like when Alex Jones came on Joe Rogan. Man. Mm-hmm. And he got like the huge backlash, and then Spotify was like, yo, you gotta pull the episode.
The Sandy Hook thing?
Yeah.
Bro, this guy owes $1 billion because of what he said.
Yeah.
Alex Jones. $1 billion. The families are getting paid $1 billion, and they're trying to get more money. They're trying to get $1 trillion out of his ass.
Yeah, he has no money though.
And punitive damages, bro. Every dollar he makes for the rest of his life belongs to them families.
Okay.
It's crazy.
What happens when you say some wild shit?
Bro? You know what I mean? What you say, things you say have consequences, man. That's why Nori had to pull that shit.
And that's to the people that say it, not to the people that host it.
That give the voice to it?
Yeah, that give the outlet. You can't blame them all. You can't blame them, bro.
You can, though. Because because the reason why I looked into it a little bit, the reason why the families had to go after Alex Jones is because the families were getting death threats. They're like, yeah, this shit, why are you guys crying? Why are you guys, you know, saying what you're saying? Sandy Hook was a hoax. It was a government, you know, plot or whatever, conspiracy theorist bullshit. Yeah. So now that same shit could have happened to the George Floyd family. It's like, you know what? I do think George Floyd got injected with some fentanyl. Why the fuck y'all saying that it was that police officer? Blue lives matter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the type of shit that could have happened, bro.
But, like, Nori said, nah, nigga, he got choked.
for sure. But it's
not what happened.
It's just, not about Nori. Like, Nori, he's a smart guy, awesome, normal bro. Guy. Like, he has a head, but there's a lot of people that don't have no fucking head. Like, wow. they're just a fucking walking body.
They just believe everything that someone
says. Yeah, man.
Like, they'll believe everything Kanye says because it's like, yo, I'm a fan of Kanye. I love Kanye.
Yeah.
And all that. But.
I don't know.
The one clip I think I sent to you guys that had me dying, because Brilliant Idiots talked about it for a bit. I haven't listened to the episode later today.
Oh.
And after when Kanye called Charlamagne, and he was talking about like, yo, like you gotta support me, you gotta be there for me and blah blah.
Yeah.
And then this guy's like, yo, what do you want me to do? My wife is getting piped down by a white man with a 10-inch dick.
Yeah. And you won't help me.
Help! So, said all you can do is laugh, bro.
That's all you can do, bro.
All you do is laugh on the phone.
That's all you can do, bro.
I would not know what to say if one of my
like, yo. One thing about Kanye. Kanye is a funny dude. Kanye been a funny nigga, God, but on accident,
that's crazy.
Kanye been a funny nigga on accident. Bro, but he could. But he's actually passionate about that though. Like
bro,
he actually.
You like, yo, it's do, almost bro. Like when you guys calling me being like, yo,
yo
dog, you gotta bro. Support me. My girl's getting biked by a man with a 12-inch, yo. Help me. Yo, what do you want me to do?
Yo, my wife is getting greased me.
What do you want me to do? I'm not gonna murk the guy.
Yeah.
He's not clapping my ex-girl or something.
Crazy, man. Holy shit, that's funny. That's more funny than crazy, to be honest.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious, bro. Kyrie been a funny dude.
I just want to know kind of what's gonna happen next with the whole situation, because this guy's trying to make sure that no one dates his wife, well, his ex-wife, and he said he wants to see his kids, but I guess Kim's not trying to have that.
Nah, from what I heard, the man's just talking shit, bro. Kim's saying that he sees his kids all the time.
It's hard for me to believe one or the other, just because like
Kanye. That's why you just stay out of it, bro.
And then like Kim is another thing where it's like, yo, I don't trust.
There's no restraining order.
I don't trust anything that Kim says.
There's no restraining order.
I don't even give a fuck about that.
And Nori said it himself too. Nori said on the pod, he's like, yo, like, because Kanye is like, yo, why don't you guys like step in and say something and help me? Like, this whole situation is...
Yo, Kanye said that to Nori?
Yeah. And then Nori told him, like, yo, like, we don't want to step in your situation.
That's your family.
Yeah, and
he... Be like, the man in your house.
He's like, if something were to happen where you guys get back together, all the stuff we said, you're not going to fuck with us no more. So he's like, I'm not going to say certain things or do certain things, because if you guys are back together, because he's like, yo, it seems like you want to be back with your wife. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'm not getting involved in that. He's like, it's between you guys. It's family business. Cause he's like, if I get involved, you guys get back together. Now what happens? You don't fuck with me no more because I said this, this, and this. And then your wife's going to say, I said this, this, and this. Cause he's like, it's one thing for me to say it. Cause he's like, yo, say it anyway. You don't have to say it like where I'm around or something. He's like, yo, but if I say something, your wife sees it. When you guys are back together, she going to tell
you. Kanye don't think things through, man. Kanye is very in he the
definitely
moment
just yeah, yeah, he definitely just says shit.
That's why Kanye can't be president.
Because in the moment, he'll start a war.
Yeah.
And then after, he'll be like, you know what?
He's going to be standing there in the room while the whole world's doing their briefing. One country's going to look at him the wrong way. And he's going to be like, I don't like this person.
Yeah.
Facts. Calm these motherfuckers. Facts. Kanye, we can't do that. Oh, but Trump can do what he wants because he's white?
Facts.
I think he's gonna start going on Twitter. They're trying to hold me back. These motherfucking countries are disrespecting us.
You gonna turn on the IG live?
He's gonna get everyone on.
I'm in the UN right now.
I'm in the UN right now.
I'm trying to make changes.
Yeah.
They holding me back.
Yeah, man. This guy said Trump saved us from war with North Korea. That was another thing he said. Well, not us, but saved America from that war because he settled the situation.
Yo, even Trump said Kanye needs to chill out.
And Trump's banned.
So it's like, how do we know? How do we get that message from Trump? Even Trump can say that. But like, yeah, even Trump said, bro, this guy he's doing a little too much, man. And for real, he is. When's Jay-Z gonna step in and tell this nigga to relax?
He already did.
Oh, he did?
Bare times.
That's crazy.
And told Kanye to chill out bare times. But you already know you can't muzzle Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye's gonna, you already know this guy's gonna start tweeting to be like that. They're trying to wrap him up and tie him down. And then I honestly just think he's in the rooms with the wrong people. I think if Kanye stays with the culture more, I think that would be better for him, for his own mentality and everything, because you'll have like, you're always gonna have some, like, you're always gonna have that nigga's gonna be like, yo, that's dumb. But like the rooms that he's in right now, everyone's just like, yeah, Kanye, you're right, you know, you're actually 100% right. Same and all that.
Yes men.
Yeah, bunch of yes men. But the one thing that Nori did say, that the reason why he continued with the interview is because Kanye came into the room and he's like, he has his own camera crew. And he's like, yo, like, if you tell my people that they can't record and all this other stuff, I'm leaving. And then he's like, oh, nah, like we don't want to miss this opportunity for this interview. Mm. And he's like, he did it anyway. But it's not the first Kanye thing that got pulled. Like,
so Kanye recorded... So the interview as well?
Yeah, so Kanye has his own recording of the interview. Mm. Obviously not the same quality as like the drink camps and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have... what else is there? Yeah, like Kanye's just been getting pulled from everything. Like he got pulled from the episode of The Shop.
Even the banks, man. Even the banks are telling him to get his money out.
Yeah. Well, because he made that comment about the Adidas CEO. I guess because he's like, what, part owner of Chase, or he's a part of Chase?
I don't know.
They're like, nah. Get this guy.
He's out of control, man. He needs to relax, bro. That's why I like, you know, take your meds, bro.
Nah, bro. He's on a tangent right now. Let me see what else I got here before we go. But I got you. You want to bring anything up?
I was thinking about something on my way here, and I totally forgot it. So no. I totally forgot. But I'll remember next time, though.
I have fucking Peruvian food.
Peruvian food?
Yeah.
What's Peruvian food?
Well, my homie explained it. That it's like they have a lot of seafood.
Seafood. Okay. I fucks with that. Yeah. Like fish and chips?
Like, well.
I was like, fish and rice? Fish and what?
Potatoes.
Yeah, fish. It's like, I can't. I didn't know the names of it because, you know, it's obviously Spanish and shit. But it was like onions. It was kind of like a cold coleslaw, but like with fish and onions, like a really, really crazy lemon.
You ate it?
Yeah, I ate it. Yeah.
Okay. So what was on the plate, nigga?
I just told you.
So fish, onions, coleslaw. Fish, onions, like coleslaw.
Think of the coleslaw taste. No, not taste per se, but think of the coleslaw way. It's cold. It like, you know, it's like runny. But it's just fish, not just vegetables and cabbage and shit. That was one meal, and then the next one was squid, and I think squid and fish or squid and. I thought it was yam, but she said no.
Is that somebody's house?
No. This is at a restaurant.
What's the restaurant called?
That's crazy. We're just going to bless them some things, eh?
Yeah, it's a restaurant called.
It's called Aldo's.
Aldo's?
Aldo's.
Aldo's.
Aldo's restaurant, yeah. It's in North York.
Aldo's.
Yeah, it's like Finch and... Fish in Oakland.
Is that ALDO?
Yeah, like just like Aldo.
Just like the clothing brand.
Peruvian restaurant. Yeah. All right, let's see. Restaurant.
And you know how you know it was good? Because it was in a fucking... In the industrial place.
Oh, I was going to say it's in the ghetto.
No, that would have been the next qualification.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the industrial.
If you get food in the ghetto, you're getting some blessed food, bro.
Right.
You're going to eat that, you're like, oh!
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't lie. Like now I'm kind of interested on
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of interested on having like the different Spanish foods and seeing the difference.
I'm down to try different foods. I'm not a huge seafood person.
I love seafood, bro.
Seafood, but like,
fucking amazing.
I'll fuck with sushi. The only dish I'll have with fish is just the bones. But like, and like I'll eat shrimp, but not like that. But if there's like, if I gotta go through the thing with cracking all the shells, it's not me.
It's crazy.
Same thing with like lobster and all that. I'll let someone crack up the shells.
I fuck with lobster.
Crab and all that.
The best part is cracking the fucking shell.
I don't know about that.
Best part just sounds like he's eating it for me.
It's a hassle to crack it. Like I don't mind it.
If you like crack
it, it's a hassle.
Huh?
If you want to crack it, you can crack it for me.
I'm going to eat it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you said that's the best part.
Don't have no man crack nothing for you.
It's the reward for it's the reward for the hard work. Mean.
Nah, bro. I'm good. I'm just trying to eat that. I'm not trying to work while I do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, and then another dish was, it was like a beef stew, I guess.
Okay.
Beef and rice. Like sweet peppers and shit.
Mm. Oh yeah, I'm seeing it. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, the
you got calamari.
Yeah, it was calamari pretty much. Yeah, fried squid and shit. That shit will always be good to me personally.
But I'll try. I'll try one day.
So
definitely recommend.
So the thing I wanted to bring up that I found here was how are you guys feeling about Jamaica says that they're gonna ban all music that has any violence throughout all their airwaves.
Mm.
So like no radio is gonna be playing any like violence music and stuff like that.
They can't really stop YouTube and
have fun with that.
And Spotify.
We're still right? playing it.
Yeah, they can't stop it, but they're trying to say like they're trying their best to limit the amount of like gun violence stuff that's out there. Because Jamaica's bad right now, bro. Like
was it the radio?
Radio, TV probably.
Yeah, TV and all that. Anything that
they can really stop TV though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You can stop TV. You just can't stop the internet.
It's almost like, nah, you could in a way. It's almost like you can't stop it, but you can change like the recommendation. It's almost like our C-11 bill. Where it's like how they're focused on.
So you control like what they see.
Yeah.
And the first thing, so if they can't find it, then they won't see it. Well,
like if you don't see it on your first like page and all that, you're not really gonna look for it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you actually know what you're looking for. But
so right now, it's not really gonna do much. But in the years, as the years go on, then it'll start to die down less and less people. Well, it depends on, cause like. It's kind of hard to do, like, to limit things.
But they might do the same thing with, like, the
C-11 bill. I'm torn. I'm torn. Because I feel like it's kind of like when they banned alcohol, right? And then you had people that are making, like, moonshine and, like, they were going out of their way. It creates, like, this rebel movement, right? I want to go out of their way and say like, oh, this is the cool thing to do, you know, like listen to this. That's what kids like doing, right? They like, you know, going against the grain and whatever else. So it might have an opposite effect, but also I don't know if you want to limit knowledge from kids and from people because ignorance isn't bliss sometimes, you know? You want to have all the information so that you can make a sound decision in life. Like, you want to say, oh, I see this. I see for what it's for. It's not really going to affect me as a person, though. You know what I mean? But if... I don't know. Because it's like, it's also like, whatever. Like, who cares? It's like music, you know? Like, you shouldn't be affected by it, but like... See if it could, them, yeah. You know? So it's like if you're
especially when it's like glorifying like gun violence, drugs, and all that, people are gonna look like the younger kids are gonna look at it and be like, oh, these guys all turning up. Seems like it's fun, like you know, shooting my cops, or it's fun doing all these drugs and everything.
Yeah, so
like the main issue right now is like there's a lot of like the one thing that like even I know my parents were saying, like because they just came back from St. Martin and they're like, there's a lot of Jamaicans that live there and a lot of the Jamaicans there were like telling them like, yo, like Jamaica's not the same. Like even like other family members that we have down there is like telling my dad like, yo, like Jamaica's not the same as it used to be. Like they don't follow the rules like how it was back in the day where like you like if you were there and you pull up, they'll be like, oh, no, don't touch that person because, you know, that's da-da-da's family.
Right.
Don't touch that. They're like, yo, these guys don't care. They pull up. They target people. I had another family member that was down in Jamaica, and apparently they're saying, like, they're sharing a taxi with some other guy.
Right.
And the guy was just preying them. And they're like how before, like, it wasn't ever used to be like that. Like, yeah, people will look at them, but then once you start talking and you be like, oh, where are you from and all that, then be like, oh, okay, and just let you on your business.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, it's not the same. People are just getting murked off. Certain areas, like, can't go to like they used to anymore. And also, they're being really known for, like, a lot of the drug trafficking and the gun trafficking and all that. Mm. So it's like, right now, they're trying to put like a stranglehold on a lot of that stuff, and I guess they think that okay, let's control the music, and then go from there.
It's not the music.
It's not gonna work. It's not the music. This shit's been
not embedded. Just the music, but like
it isn't.
It's other reasons why. Yeah, but it's
just
social media is a factor. In itself, 100%.
But I was gonna say 100%. I think it's everywhere though. I don't really necessarily think it's, you know.
Nah, that's that All Lives Matter shit. We're not talking about that.
No,
we're talking
about Jamaica. We're talking about Jamaica, bro. I'm just saying it's like,
Jamaica's small.
It is small. Yeah. It is small.
And that's the main thing, because it's like, when you look at it as a scale of like the size of Canada, you'll be like, okay, yeah, it makes sense. But the scale of Jamaica, it's like, bro, that's pretty fucked. Because, like, at certain parts of the island you can't go to because of certain things that's happening.
That's Jamaica, fam. Like, even it shouldn't be like Gully that. Versus Gaza, it
shouldn't
be, but.
Gully versus Gaza wasn't this bad.
It shouldn't be like that.
It was bad, but it wasn't this bad. Like, it's to the point where, like, if we go to Jamaica, I'm probably not going to be leaving the resort. Just because, like, from what I'm hearing down there, I'm not trying to, like, roll that dice.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty, like, wild down there.
When I went there, last time I went there, there was, I guess it just depends on where you live, really, like, because my family lives in the country, so you didn't really, I didn't really see it too much, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It was only when I went to more to Kingston. Yeah. When I went to Kingston, I was like, okay, yeah, this one you have to be on your P's and Q's still.
Spanish Town.
Yeah, Spanish Town, yeah. That's where my mom's from. That's, my mom doesn't visit her, like, her side for that reason. Yeah. Like, it's my odd place.
my family side's in St. Elizabeth. And down there, like, apparently it's not the greatest no more. Like, yeah. Like the Bayside and stuff like that. Because that's where apparently a lot of, like, the trafficking's happening too.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess even, like, for my dad, he was going down to, like, a certain part of that side, and then mm-hmm. and then one of his cousins like, yo, you can't go there.
So what are the,
like, what do you mean? He's, they're like, yo, you can't go down there. It's not the same. Like, there's a bunch of young boys there, and it's not the same.
So what are the solutions? Solutions could be what?
I think it's, they need more opportunities for like the kids down there. You know, give them more stuff to do. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just the fact that, like, other than when they go to school and they come home, it's like there's not really much. Really to there to do, like, for us, we got after school programs, we got, like, sports teams you can play on and all that stuff. It's like, that's why I'm gonna give so many opportunities, but for them it's like there's not as many opportunities as there is here. But then at the same time, it's like, it's kind of impossible to be like, oh, there's never going to be bad kids if there's opportunities for them, because there'll still be bad youths, but it just kind of helps control it to an extent. Yeah. I don't think stopping the music is going to help 100%. Maybe it might, like, bring numbers down by, like, 2%. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think music is.
But, like, other than that, like, I think they need to actually put shit out there to be like, yo, like, there's something productive for you guys to do.
Yeah. That sounds good. That's what I was going to say. Like, education is a big thing, you know? I think it kind of needs to get gentrified, man. I think you kind of need to. I think you need to uproot some areas, only because, like, also just it'll make it more of a vacation spot, so that'll bring in more money. And with more money comes more opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you gentrify it a bit. Yeah, hopefully that creates some change. Cause, yo, even the road system in Jamaica is kind of bad. I don't, like, it was the last time I went, it was pretty bad. Now, but that was, like, back in 2008.
They got a highway now. Yeah,
but, like, so my family lives in, like where is it? Like, Westmoreland area.
Yeah, you live literally right by my parents.
Yeah, so, like,
on my dad's side,
all country, right? So, like, it's like roads. You're driving on mountains and shit. Like, yeah, create roads, bro. Create roads.
It's hard, bro. It's hard to create roads. Like,
create roads. It's not hard. It's time consuming.
No, time for them, it's hard.
Hard.
Because it's the type of land.
Yeah, you still have to remember, like, hurricanes and shit. That's friggin', and the fact that it's not, like, sturdy.
It's also not Canada. Like, they don't have certain land. Like, it's not, like, a first world country. So, like, certain materials and stuff that we have easy access to, they don't really have, like, as easy access.
So it's not hard. It's time. Cause, like, it's not like they got to do it in like a year. Just take your time and do it.
But then, as Marcus said, like, they have hurricane season, so they may start something, but the hurricane will come and fuck it up.
And it just fucks up roads.
Just keep going, man. It might not happen in your lifetime.
They don't have like drainage or anything.
It might not happen in your lifetime.
They don't have a proper sewage drain. Like,
but if you start it and you keep it going, you keep the project going, bro. How do you think the pyramids were made, dog? That shit was made in, like, 5,000, I don't know, like 600 years. It took to build those shit, bro.
Pyramids were made by slaves. You also got to remember that.
So you're saying they wouldn't have the workforce for it?
I just think that they, one, don't have the workforce. I don't think they have the money. I think they also have lack of materials to make it something sturdy to handle the weather conditions that happened down there like that quickly. And for you to really convince people to be like, hey, we're going to build a highway. It's going to take 20 years or 10 years. People are going to be like, yo, what? I'm not dealing with that. 10 years to build a highway? Like, nah.
I'd be with it. People are getting paid, right? It's not free work.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's one thing for you to say, yeah, I'm with it. But compared to someone else that's down there, that's living down there, they're going to be like, I'm not trying to do that.
If I was living down there and I was into construction, I'd do it, man. If I'm into construction and I live down there, I'm with it.
That's why the Chinese and America's taking over for, like, those Caribbean countries.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll be bringing, like, their own, like, they have, obviously, the connections with their own materials and everything.
They got money.
They just fly everything down, mm-hmm. and then they start building.
They've been doing that in black areas for years, even Africa.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm, like, America and China, they're trying to capitalize on that shit. Yeah. But the Caribbean is, like, yo, like... It's like the perfect place because it's like once you own that something like that, mm-hmm. you have beer tourism, you have all this shit coming in and everything. So mm-hmm. that's what it is, bro.
Roses hard. Because I thought the same thing too, but then you know, seeing the mountain roads is like, yeah, that's
fucking narrow ass roads.
Impossible to get up there.
Bro, I almost died, bro.
Like niggas are so scared when they drive down that shit. Bro, I just tried to build a road going up that shit, bro. That shit's mud.
Literally almost died, bro.
I wouldn't even want to like drive if I'm going to Jamaica. Like
never.
Like that's what I'm like. I'll just stay on the resort. I'll take the shuttle bus to the thing and go from there.
The shuttle bus is scary.
Shuttle bus is scary to you?
Yo, you never. It's never gone on a crazy route for you.
Nah.
Yeah, shuttle bus has gone on a crazy route for me once.
I'll trust those drivers.
They'll fill up the bus, like fill it top, dog, and then take crazy routes.
And then we're going through tight ass roads, and then there's nothing.
And you trust them? Yeah. You see this the first time, and you trust them?
I'll trust them over majority of the drivers.
I hear that.
Drivers here are braking with no one in front of them.
Yo.
I hear that.
I said braking for no reason. So come on.
Man, they're braking just to press the brakes just to see.
Yeah. Oh, my brakes are good.
Hopefully there's change for the better in Jamaica, man. Hopefully. Hopefully. Because that's the homeland, you know? That's the motherland.
The kids need to fix up, bro. Kids in this generation are wild, dog. They got none.
It's funny that we're saying this now, where it's like, yo, these young niggas are crazy.
Yeah, but they are, dog.
But when we're younger, yo, these young niggas are crazy. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Were you
that crazy, though?
Who? Well, our generation?
To us, no. Just because, like, we lived through it. But, like, when I look back at, like, the younger generation of, like, the school shootings and all that shit that's happening, I'm like, God damn, bro, I was never worried about getting shot at school.
That's also America, though. Shit don't happen in Canada.
No, it's been shootings. There's been a shooting, I think, this year at Fletcher's.
Oh, you had one at Fletcher's? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I swear there was one in Nova Scotia, though.
Probably.
Oh, it was a mass shooting, at least.
Yeah. So it's like it's becoming a little bit more frequent than, like...
It's happening, bro.
The only thing that was kind of frequent for when we were in high school is, like, a lot of people died.
Just death, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of deaths. Like, suicides. Wow.
I think when we're leaving high school, I think that's when suicide started to rise. Started rising even higher.
Yeah,
because there was kids committing suicide, but it wasn't at this level now. But I think that's also because like we're in a generation of like a lot of coddling. So like a lot of kids, I feel like when they fail for the first time, they don't know how to react to it, and they just go. That's them being pushed over the edge. Mm-hmm. So
that's. It's our own fault, man. Yeah. It's our own fault. So, you know, either giving all these participation awards, man.
Why? That's what we said. Stop with the participation awards.
Yeah, man.
It's only weakening our society.
Give mans the L they deserve.
Yeah. That's all it is. All they need is a pat in the back. That's all you need. Hey, nice try. L? you don't need nothing else.
Facts. That's facts, man. That's facts. That was
just a lesson. I'm saying
that's all it is, man.
Lessons
learn from that shit.
But they make it sound like when you get an L, it's like
end of the world.
It's end of the world, or it's like you have to win. Exactly. And if you, like, now it's just like, well, if you don't win, it's okay, but, like, here's still an award. It's like, okay, well, what's the point of me even trying then if I'm still going to get something?
Yeah, so I don't know if the, I don't know if the music changed in Jamaica, you know.
I think it's also referring to, like, the gunman dancehall.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, like, really being popularized now. So
it's been popularized from, like, Vibes days. But, like, Vibes never really,
They weren't really, like,
it's only when they're crazy. Beefing.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're beefing, we remember, long thing, more, boop, boop, and all that. but now it's just like, yo, now it's like, yo, I'm trying to dig out your gal, I'm trying to dig out this gal.
Yeah, man's talking party, about crazy
have
shit.
A good time. That's what Vibes is on now. Vibes isn't on no killing because he's in jail.
Yeah, all the killings are the young boys, like, scullying them.
Yeah. So good. Mm-hmm. But that's all I got for this week.
I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
On some sad news, though.
Okay.
RP the homie. Rudy will be missed. You know what I mean? I was crazy, crazy shocking news. I don't know if you heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard. I remember when you brought it up last week.
Did it happen last week?
Yeah, that's when I heard about it. That's when you told me last week. We were here and you brought it up. Not on the pod.
Yeah, not on the pod, bro. Bro. Because this happened.
Bro, I full on remember when you said
it. I think it happened that day. Like, it actually happened. Or like the night, the Friday night or some shit.
Yeah, you got the news and you're like, oh, and you said it was a stabbing.
Yeah. RIP to the man, man.
Was it a stabbing? It was a stabbing.
Yeah. It was literally on the news.
Oh, shit. Like
CB24?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Was it like a club altercation or?
Yeah. They're saying it was like a heated argument turned ting. And apparently the guy got hit. Like either car crash or like ran over. Or
yeah.
Like ran into or some shit.
The guy who killed him?
Yeah.
Killed him. That's instant karma, ain't it?
Yeah, bro. But RP the man, bro.
Sorry, nice, my nigga. Say that again, how he passed away?
Got stabbed.
Oh, he got stabbed. Why did he get stabbed?
Club altercation.
Yeah.
You get bumped in the wrong way.
Where is it? In Toronto?
Uh-huh. Ajax.
Ajax? Jeez.
Yeah. It kind of, it sucks, man. Like,
that's why they're taking on all these clubs, man. People don't know how to control themselves.
I don't think it's just clubs itself. I think just in general, when people are like under the influence, they don't know how to control themselves.
Yeah, that's actually a crazy topic.
Because the main thing is, like, for me personally, is, like, when I go out, like, the last thing on my mind is I want to fight someone. I'm just there to have a good time. Even if, like, I get, like, a small altercation bumping someone, I always just be like, yo, my fault.
Easy.
My fault. Or even if I don't even say my fault, I just keep it moving. But, like, realistically, it's, like, it's never that serious. You know? Never. Someone steps on your shoes, someone bumps into you, fam, just keep it moving. Yeah, now it's, bro. Like, you're going to take someone's life. And you're gonna lose your own life.
More times it's always these short niggas that are fighting. Cause like if you're in a position of power. of you know, seniority. I don't know if I call it seniority, but if you're just a tall nigga, bro.
Just a seniority.
Yeah, just,
what do you consider this height?
You just
what's the cutoff?
6'6", bro. Six foot. I might give you 5'11".
I'm still not in.
I might give you 5'11". You not?
You 6 foot, bro.
I'm not. You 6 foot, bro. What are you, 5'10"?
I think I'm either 5'9" or 5'10".
You are not fucking 5'9".
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Seriously.
No, you are not, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Do you have measuring tape here?
Somewhere in the studio.
I know you're not 5'10", 5'9". You gotta be 5'10", 5'11". Have to be.
I grew them, but I don't think I grew fam.
Yeah, man.
About that.
Yeah, you know, the niggas are they're told like you're not trying to fight, man. You know what I mean? You never trying to fight like that, bro. Unless you know you got issues that are deep rooted. But yeah, man. Them short niggas though, short niggas always trying to pop off on people.
I guess short people and Henny. If you got Henny in your system.
Short people with the Henny, yeah.
And the area niggas love drinking Henny.
Henny is what.
Henny causes problems, bro. We need to get that. Honestly, we need to get that liquor off the market. Yeah, that's actually the devil's elixir.
I've never had issues with Henny, so I think that's just. I see y'all telling y'all selves that shit.
That's nigga. Yeah, that's what I see. I see every time I've seen scraps. It's either two drinks, either vodka or it's Henny.
Yeah. No one really fights off
tequila. No one fights off tequila. It's always
tequila's always love. Good vibes.
It's always bear love. No one fights off the gin.
That's why I like tequila, yo. Tequila gives me, yo, I'm never gonna like tequila.
No one fights off the rum.
Yeah, everyone's always having a good time.
Everyone's always having a great time on the rum. Niggas are too fucked up on the rum.
Yeah.
Niggas are not even thinking about
it. Is there any validity to this? Like,
folks on rum.
Maybe there needs to be a scientific experiment.
Which one would get you more
aggressive? They test the changes in chemical changes in the human body, seeing based on what
Henny's red.
What liquor they tequila's green for a good time.
Tequila's green. Tequila's definitely green. As I said, I've never really had a reason to.
I say gin is yellow.
Gin is yellow?
It depends on your personality. It
depends on you still.
That's what's blue? What gets you sad?
What gets you sad?
Wine?
Yeah. Wine is for the sad. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
wine gets you sad. Sure.
And then liqueurs is like fucking purple or some shit.
Coolers?
Yeah, coolers and shit.
I fuck with coolers.
I think coolers would be in the green.
Beers.
I fuck with coolers, bro.
Beers would be in its own category.
They can fight off the beer.
They can't even fight. They can't really fight off a beer because like they need to take a pit.
Ooh, shit. Beers get you bloated.
Yeah, beer gets you bloated. So I don't think people want to fight when
they're bloated. Yeah, not trying to fight when they're bloated. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, I like off the beer.
This guy's off the beer right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nah, I'm not.
Started talking about liquor and all of a sudden this guy.
Get dropped the mic stand.
He did it on himself.
He started thinking about
it. I didn't
even
touch it. It literally did. It literally just got dizzy. I didn't touch it.
God.
I didn't touch it at all, bro.
Anyways,
we gotta wrap it up for today.
That's about it. All right, guys.
You close
this. Yeah, I already know what it is. Man's a Monster Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's your boy.